Is there a critical pre-shortage? Using the word critical, I mean, are those who are Catholics having difficulty understanding their faith and growing in their faith because of a lack of priests and religious? James Davidson, the Catholic Sociology of Religion from Purdue University in Indiana, believes it's inaccurate to interpret the shrinking number of priests and a decrease in the number of men and women joining religious communities as a general decline in the Catholic Church. This is taken from a Catholic News Service article, and he goes on and says, instead, rising numbers of deacons and lay ecclesial ministers point to a Catholic Church that is vibrant, though perhaps one that will be led in a different way in the future. The church is being transformed as the social context of the laity is being transformed, said Davidson during an interview with The Record, a newspaper of the Archdiocese of Louisville. Davidson then went on to say, the strength and vitality of the Catholic Church is in its laity. Davidson opened his presentation with data that illustrates the decline in a number of vocations to religious life in the United States. At the same time, the Catholic population in this country, he said, has been going up rather steadily. We're now about a quarter of the U.S. population. The Catholic population in the 50 states was less than 50 million in 1979, but grew to more than 59 million in 1999 and 64.4 million today, according to the official Catholic directory. That growth has roughly mirrored the rise in total U.S. population from 218.6 million in 1979 to 232.4 million in 1999 and 300.7 million in 2007. The number of diocesan priests has dropped from about 35,000 in 1965 to about 28,000 today. Overall, including religious order priests, the numbers are down from about 58,000 in 1965 to about 42,000 today. There are less than half of as many religious brothers today, 5,000, as there were in 1965 when there were more than 12,000, and religious women have decreased in number from more than 180,000 to about 65,000 today. Davidson noted that among mainstream churches in the United States, the Catholic Church is the only one to see a decrease in clergy. The Episcopal Church has seen a nearly 30% increase, and the United Methodist Church is up 21%. The Presbyterian Church in the USA has had a modest gain of 3%. But he said, in other Catholic vocations, the numbers have gone up steadily, with more deacons and lay ministers. The church is changing to new circumstances. Catholics are saying they have an alternative to traditional religious life. The permanent diaconate was restored by Pope Paul VI in 1967, and it has grown steadily since, said Davidson. In 1975, in the U.S., for example, there were 898 deacons, and by 1985, there were 7,200. Today, nearly 16,000 deacons serve the U.S. Church. As far as lay ministers, he said, there were more than 30,000 in 2005, the most recent year for which we have statistics. Around the world, Catholic vocation numbers seem to correlate to a nation's wealth. Vocations to the priesthood in other first world countries are declining in the same way as in the U.S., and in the third world countries, vocations are thriving. But Davidson cautioned against viewing this trend as permanent. In the U.S., in the 1950s and 60s, vocations were booming, he said, but those were record highs for the country. In the early part of the last century, the church was underserved in the U.S. Davidson said many factors contribute to the decline in traditional religious vocations. For Catholics who came of age 40 or 50 years ago, faith is closely associated with the church, love and support of the church itself. Today's youth are more interested in an individual approach to faith and are less attached to the church. The beliefs and practices of lay people are changing. There is more spirituality and less religiosity, meaning that a pool of people are comfortable making a large lifelong commitment to religious life is diminishing. Davidson claimed that many young people responding today to a call to religious life tend to be more aligned with perspectives of an earlier generation of Catholics. He also said a generation gap exists between vocation directors and the young adults they are hoping to recruit. In addition, he said, many candidates for religious vocations today are coming from other cultures. Differences of race, custom, and language can make it more difficult for vocation ministers, who, in the U.S., are mostly white and of Western European descent. The laity today are likely to see priests as different from them, but not any better, he said, noting that contributing to this was a movement after the Second Vatican Council to see priests as servant leaders. The laity don't put priests on a pedestal the way they used to. Davidson went on to say, priests and religious make the same sacrifices, such as celibacy and chastity, that they always did. Davidson said, the approach to recruitment needs to be rethought as to ways to retain new priests and religious. A quarter of newly professed and newly ordained leave religious life, he said. That's a lot. A quarter of newly professed and newly ordained leave religious life. That is a big drop-off. Recruitment requires relationships. Using the example of how colleges recruit athletes. Coaches build intense relationships with their players and tell them, we're recruiting you because we love you and want you to be part of our team. And Davidson's interview with the Catholic News Service ends there. I will only add as a comment that in addition to the laity and the deacons, he has overlooked another important factor. The deacons have wives, and when we did our first two national studies on the permanent diaconate, we found that many of the wives also are a force out there for spreading the gospel and evangelization, and they are not to be taken for granted. They play a very integral part in the lives of their husbands, visiting hospitals, the sick, helping their husbands with their homilies, supporting them in many different ways which make for effective ministry. Second of all, we are averaging about 400 international priests a year. Granted, there's a lot of controversy over this, but they are coming into this country, and they will continue to come into this country, just as our doctors and many of our professional people are coming from other countries. We live in a new era, and they are giving us a new number of priests. And it should be noted that when they come from these other cultures, they enrich our culture. They bring us new ways of worshiping. They give us new insights from their own cultures. In fact, the bishops, when they did a pastoral on the Hispanic ministry, pointed out that those from that culture really do enrich our culture. And so you have in the equation international priests, controversial at times, yes. A big help to Catholicism in this country, Definitely yes. A chance for enriching it? Definitely yes. Then you have your deacons, but you also have their wives. They play a very integral part. If there are 16,000 deacons, even if we had 8,000 wives who were actively helping their husbands, that is a big force in itself. And of course, the laity. More and more professional, certified laity are being involved in the church. And as one bishop pointed out, it's not a job. It's a calling. They see themselves in their roles as doing God's work. And that's why they love lay ministry in the church. And so I leave you with these thoughts. We do have a vibrant church. We are very blessed in this country. It is together. And even though we are short of priests, and priests are sometimes responsible for 2, 3, maybe 4 parishes, we still have that other force out there, the laity, the deacons, their wives, and international priests who are coming in and bolstering up our priesthood. And put it all together and work together as a team, as Davidson ends in his interview, we do have the potential for a new, more vibrant church than ever before. End of comments.